Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another day where your will is done. Your kingdom just becomes more of a reality, Lord. Thank you. It's such a reality. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. But I thank you, Father God, that your word says the path gets brighter and brighter. So we understand it's a race, it's a path, and it's all we find our light and our the love and the motivation as you work in us to will and to do as you shining your lights into our hearts. Our hearts are in your hands. Your will be done, your kingdom come. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Sorry, I woke up early this morning, and so I've just let Danita sleep in. So yeah, so it's just you guys and me. And we're going on with the readings in Matthew 14. Yesterday we read about John the Baptist and Herod, and today we see Jesus in the readings. And so I'm reading from verse 12. And John the Baptist, he was beheaded, and then his disciples went into the prison, verse 12, and carried his body away and buried it. Then they left to find Jesus and tell him what had happened. On hearing this, Jesus slipped away privately by boat to be alone. But when the crowds discovered he had sailed away, they emerged from all the nearby towns and then followed him on foot. So he got into a boat to cross to a quiet place, but then they came and they walked along the shores till they got him. So when Jesus landed, he had a huge crowd waiting for him. Seeing so many people, his heart was deeply moved with compassion towards them. So he healed all the sick who were in the crowd. So in our reading so far this week, we see Herod representing the evil that is in the world. And we can see this in Psalm 2. It says the nations rage. So this evil, this violence. And then it says, where does this come? He says, because the kings of this world, they come against the Lord. It's in Psalm 2. So we see the devil is working powerfully through the kings and the false priests and then all the puppets that follow these kings of this world. And who are the kings of this world? These globalists, these guys that even as Psalm 2 tells you, they come together and they plan this wicked scenarios. And it's all antichrist agendas that they plan. So they're antichrist. But then it actually says God laughs at them, you know, because he knows their time is coming and they will be shattered like a earthenware, like pottery. So we know, you know, we need to really turn away from all this deception, turn away from just sitting, knowing all about the evil news. And we need to get the gospel, the good news of our salvation as we draw close to the Lord. And so right at the end of the psalm, the Psalm 2, it says, but God is there for the righteous. When we need to run to him and hide in him and find our rest in him and find our life in him. Because he who finds his life in this world, running after the spirits of this world, the love of money, pride, arrogance, you will lose your life. But he who loses his life will find it. And then you got the picture of Herod, and it's very much like the picture that's going on today. But they're all going to get taken out, guys. We've gone through that last week and that there. We saw all the tares representing the evil. We saw the bad fish that came out of the net. All they were thrown into the fire. John 15, we can see those that aren't looking to Jesus, aren't drawing from Jesus. And his word is not abiding in them. It says they are taken out of the vine. They are cut off from the vine. And then they wither. And then they are picked up. Who they picked up? By the evil people. By the birds of a feather flock together. So they fall back into their old habits and their old sins again. And then what happens to those branches? It lands up in the fire. So we've just got to take the opportunity to. The evil in the world must push us into the love of God. Amen. Here we got the picture of Jesus. Yeah. And remember, we call to walk in his footsteps. Amen. The greatest among men was John the Baptist. Jesus says, I'll send you those scriptures. But then he says in that there, since then the kingdom of God, the law and the prophets were until John, and since then the kingdom of God has come and we push into it. And he says, and the least in the kingdom will be like John. So, who will be the greatest in the kingdom? Those looking to Jesus, listening to Jesus, walking with Jesus. As my Father sent me, so I send you. The works that I do, you shall also do. As much as the Father loves me, he loves you. So that's a way. And we can see it here with Jesus. Jesus' heart saw here his cousin, the prophet that ushered him in, that said, here is the Son that's come to take away the sins of the world. John chapter 1, verse 29, has been taken out by evil. And he's compassionate and he's feeling and he's going away to be private. But then the people come and look for him. And so he carries on. So what is the message, guys? We are not of those that look back, but those that believe. We need to hold fast to our faith, push forward, and that's where we see God. Because the kingdom of God just gets brighter and brighter. And in the kingdom, we find the Father, we find the Son, we find our purpose. Everything happens in living by faith, staying strong, pushing forward. So we are not of those that draw back, but those who believe and are saved. And yeah, so let's just continue just walking in the footsteps of Jesus. And arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.